It is a good morning in the Lord. Amen. We're in Psalm 34 this weekend, if you would like to turn there. And this morning we're going to pretend like Matthew Henry is here, because I'm going to say several things that Matthew Henry said, his commentary about this psalm, about these special verses. And wow, he was a great lover of the Word of God. I love it. It's like when we study these people who have written reams and reams on the Bible, it's when you it's like you get to know them in the way they say things, and you have fellowship with them as you're studying. And that's how I feel this morning. So pretend he's here. Where's he sitting? He's sitting right there. Okay? Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And Peterson pops up and says, I will bless God every chance I get. My lungs expand with his praise. And so Matthew Henry pops up and he says, if we hope to spend eternity in praising God, it is fit that we should spend much of our time here in this work. He never said to anyone, seek me in vain. David's prayers helped to silence his fears. Many besides him have looked unto the Lord by faith and prayer, and it wonderfully revived and comforted them. When we look to the world, we are perplexed and at a loss. But looking to Christ, we see our salvation. How much more, says me, in this day that we're living in? We need not to look to the world and what's going on around us, except for a warning for us to get closer to Jesus than we've ever been before. Amen. And with a desire in our hearts as we get closer to Jesus, that we will have the courage to get out of ourselves and out of our pride and speak to those around us who do not enjoy the salvation that we bask in. Right? Amen. And 34:8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And Peterson says, open your mouth and taste. Open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who run to him. And Matthew says, now I'm calling him by his first name.
After all, he's attending church here.
By taste and sight, we both make discoveries and have enjoyment. Taste and see God's goodness. Take notice of it and take the comfort of it. He makes all truly blessed that trust in him. Amen. And now going to verse 18. King James says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Peterson says, if your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. If you're kicked in the gut, he'll help you catch your breath. The New Living says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. Sometimes we come into that place where we have to repent. We know we've done something wrong. Let's quit looking at it as a bad thing. Let's look at it as a good thing. That very thing brings us to our knees. It humbles us, and God is always there when we are humbled. Amen. So don't look at it as a fearful thing to have to confess to God. It's okay. Let's do it knowing that his grace is for you and me personally. It's not just a word that's out there, grace. But it's a provision that God has made for us, and he made it once and for all a long, long time ago. All we have to do is tap into it. Amen. So Matthew Henry says, nothing is more needful to true godliness than a contrite heart, broken off from every self-confidence. In this soil, every grace will flourish, and nothing can encourage such a one but the free, rich grace of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The righteous are taken under the special protection of the Lord, yet they have their share of crosses in this world. and there are those that hate them, but from the mercy of heaven and the malice of hell, the afflictions of the righteous must be many. And that's true. And we're coming into a time when we might see that. We might see ourselves being hated because of the stand that we're taking for righteousness. The fact that we hold the Bible is inerrant truth. Amen? That we believe what the Bible says might put us in the coming days in a precarious position. I want to get as close to Him as I can during this time. Amen. But whatever troubles befall them shall not hurt their souls, for God keeps them from sinning in troubles. He ends the psalm with verse 22. The Lord redeemeth the soul of His servants, and none of them that trust in Him shall be desolate. The message says God pays for each slave's freedom. No one who runs close to Him will lose out.
Amen.
As for me, I will stay as close to Him as I can and try to get closer every single day. Let's stand and let's say these selected verses as we enter into worship this morning. And I've chosen them from different translations. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I bless God every chance I get. My lungs expand with His praise. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The Lord redeemeth the soul of His servants, and none of them that trust Him shall be desolate. So we say, now is the time to worship. Let's worship this God who gives to us so freely. Let's jump into His salvation and praise Him with our whole hearts.
Amen. Morning.